Hello, this is Michael Carr speaking today about the audio letter, The Gift of No Expectations. Now that may seem like a funny title, but The Gift of No Expectations is indeed a gift from the Lord. First I'd like to read from Philippians 4, verse 11 through 13, from a letter from Paul to the church in Philippi. He says in verse 11, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. That is part of the secret of the gift of no expectations. As an employer or as an employee, there are clearly defined expectations that are necessary. These job duties drive businesses and corporations. But difficulties exist when these expectations are not written or spoken, as they often are not. When they are not, difficulties arise about expectations. Our lives are full of expectations, but these are often subtle demands. They can be a reflection of our needs or hopes about a person or persons. Now, an expectation is simply something that we expect someone to do or be for us. Some of the time, these can be helpful, but most of the time, these bring us frustrations, burdens, and sorrow. They bring us these things because they are often unfulfilled. And when this happens, this brings a lot of confusion into the situation. The question then can be asked, how can we live without having expectations of others? This can occur when we expect a lot from God and little or nothing from everyone else. Trusting God to provide for all our needs enables us to live without expecting. This is exactly what the Apostle Paul did when he lived most of his life after he met the Lord. He expected an awful lot from the Lord, but very little from everyone else. But that doesn't mean that he didn't spur them on to more and more of Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean that he didn't have a plan or desire for them to live in the powerful presence of God and to experience His glory and His anointing and His strength. But he still pushed people on towards that, but he presented that as a goal and not an expectation. It was a goal for him to move on to fullness in Christ Jesus, but it was not his expectation for them, because to expect that of him was to put something upon the person that they could not meet. Now, a goal is something that a person or group of people make for themselves to reach. Goals are established through a process of communication, but expectations are often unspoken. An expectation or a demand are something that we place on someone else to perform or become. It is better to concentrate on working on our own goals than expect others to live up to our expectations. because this will lead to a life of frustration for us, because we're constantly hoping that someone else will meet our expectations for them. It's best to expect the best from God alone, and little or nothing from everyone else. This doesn't mean that we can't believe in a person, but it only means that we expect a little, and I'll go on later to explain more of that. To believe in a person helps them to reach a goal. To expect them to do it places demands on them and does not help them in the way that God intended. We help others to reach our goals, but we can still expect little of them. If we expect little of them, they can have freedom to be themselves. People have enough trouble being just who they are, let alone what we want them to be. Unfulfilled expectations are the cradle of disappointment, anger, and loneliness. Pure love does not expect, but love encourages, waits, and builds up others towards reaching the goal. Having expectations of others can point them to failure. Praying for them instead is the most powerful thing that we can do. Loving them, serving them, and laying down our lives for them helps people to grow and to be more of who God meant them to be. It's a funny thing that when we help other people be who God meant them to be, it also, in a mysterious way, helps people to be what we want them to be too. When our goals become other people's goals, they are tied together and met in the plans of Christ Jesus. The safest way to meet a goal and to form a goal is to offer it up to the Lord and pray that they would, that we would all be one in being like Jesus and moving towards Jesus. Having little or no expectations of others lets them bloom into fullness. Encouraging them to be like Jesus and praying for them to be like Jesus and loving them into being like Jesus are much more powerful and positive postures for the person. We often accept too little and expect way too much of others. We accept too little and expect way too much of others. This is not only done for others, but also of ourselves. As we offer ourselves up to Jesus to be made and formed in His image, He can give us the right amount of love for ourselves and love for others that can build the kingdom of God. After all, it's about His kingdom, not about our kingdom. It's about His plans, not about our plans. It's about His ways, not about our ways. Our plans, our ways, and our kingdoms are about our desires and about our expectations. But His plans and His ways and His kingdom will stand forever. Now God accepts us, but does not expect us. He alone knows that he has the power to change us. Building friendship means that we accept, but we do not expect. We can let Jesus take care of our needs and our desires and give other people freedom to be themselves, because that's the way God meant it to be. When we accept someone, we can also learn to treasure them. When we treasure them, then we can move them towards how God sees them, because God treasures us and accepts us and values us in that kind of unique way. When we expect, we judge and we destroy others and ourselves. Trusting God to work in our lives is the most positive approach for supporting people and providing an opportunity for change. Will we expect, will we demand, or will we trust? Will we believe, or will we hope in God to produce His kingdom and His desires in our lives? Thank you very much. May the Lord bless you, and may He keep you in His care. Remember,